Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Codeta, the taxi association, in the main operates in the community of Khayelitsha. Of course, they, alongside Qatar, are in conflict at the moment. More than 20 people dying in Cape Town since the beginning of Joburg as a result of this taxi violence. And compounding that issue is the fact that Golden Arrow can now no longer go through the communities of Khayelitsha, and there is no metro rail service for the people of Khayelitsha. Joining me on the line is the chairperson of the Khayelitsha Community Policing Forum, Francina Lucas. Francina, it must be a difficult time for you and your community, isn't it? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to the listeners. Yes, it's a very, very difficult time in Cape Town. Our people are really struggling to go and to return from work due to the ongoing taxi violence. The situation is really bad.
How are they getting to work and returning from work? Because we see long snaking queues and lines at Golden Acre, for example, bus terminus in the center of town, where they're waiting for buses, and those buses fill up very, very quickly, and they get dropped off in Muwe. And on a day like today, when it's raining, it's going to be a long trek, isn't it, to go from Harare, Makassar, for example, to the Muwe intersection in order for them to get on a bus.
Unfortunately, our people are forced to walk long distances because of a lack of public transport or the taxi fights. The buses are there, but people are so fearful because even the buses are being attacked, as well as the private vehicles. People are offloaded from private vehicles, so there's no alternative, basically. As you know, also Metro Rail is not operating. People are left to walk. There's no other way.
As far as the violence this morning, have you heard of anything? I imagine they are still withholding their taxi services, but people who are walking, I suppose, driving in private vehicles, are they being stopped? Are they being shot at this morning?
You know, the violence has never stopped. The threat is real. The threat is always there. It's imminent. We are hoping that today's meeting, because we heard there's going to be a meeting today between the Minister and Transport Associations, as well as the provincial government, today's meeting will really get to a point where the impasse can be resolved and things can return to normal.
The Premier, Alan Wendy, yesterday saying that he's calling for additional members of the South African National Defence Force to be deployed to the Western Cape to help, obviously, deal with the issue that we're dealing with now and ensure the safety of commuters. Is this a call that you support of the Premier?
From the community perspective, we really support any and all interventions to ensure the safety of commuters, to ensure the safety of our communities. But our best bet is really for a resolution to this conflict, because as things are not normal, things are not helping as it is anyone, but it's really our people, our commuters, our community that's bearing the brunt of this conflict.
Do you think there's anything that the community could be doing, I suppose, to place some sort of pressure on the taxi associations, on the MEC for Transport and Public Works, on the Transport Minister, Fikile Mbalula, to really get to a resolution and get to it as quickly as possible that is going to be long-lasting and sustainable?
Definitely. As community leaders, so from all walks of civil society, we are organizing ourselves to engage also from our side, the taxi owners or the associations, so that we can have peace and we can have calm and we can have normality in our community. So from our side, there's also pressure putting on them to make sure that things return to normal.
Well, we certainly look forward then to that meeting that is happening today, Francine. And we're hoping that it will bring about some resolution to this conflict that is currently playing itself out. Francine Lucas is the chairperson of the Khayelitsha Community Policing Forum. Understandably, the community under quite a bit of distress as a result of that conflict.